Waiting for My Mother to Die, for Christopher. My near wordless son, born closed like a dusked morning glory, sat undisturbed in the medical stench and posed the question we all had. Why is it that she keeps saying, "This is the end of my life"? Sliced by just the faintest glance, he'd disappear like an edge turned toward you. My wife's convinced that other people make him bleed. My mother screams for help, cut us loose from her. Except for Christopher, autist, undistanced and saved, caught in the lintel. The uses of his limits pass him free and blood-kissed, as he pairs my ever-thin belief that he will come late and soft to grief.